This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. Remember, those of you who used to say, I'm not saying happy holidays because I'm a Christian. I'm saying Merry Christmas. Yeah. The Grinch.
Well, it's fine. Say what you want to say, but yeah, I'm telling other people what they're supposed to say.
Well, the fact there are 14 or so different holidays between now and the first week of January, that's kind of where this lands as far as I'm concerned anyway. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here on the Good Day program to sort of clarify things that matter to you. I was thinking of an example of how it is that we tell you the story. I was going to do it as we were talking about a story, as we told the story, and then we started talking about what we think it means or how it may affect us or you. And that's kind of what this is all about, thoughts and trends, all of that part of our conversational jargon. Here's some good news. Well, I think the fact that this got resolved is why I think it's good. Here are twins. I was about to say, here are two twins, but that's redundant because they're two equals twins. They had a history of similar test scores, and they won a lawsuit because the medical school to which they were applying, they alleged they cheated. The twins are Kayla and Kelly Bingham, accused of cheating on a medical school exam. Last month, they won a defamation case against the University of South Carolina and got $1.5 million in damages. So there. These two were in the second year of studies at the Medical University of South Carolina when they took a test. According to Kelly, they were given assigned seats about 4 or 5 feet apart, same table. They couldn't see each other. Faculty member who was remotely monitoring the test taking noticed that the twins were progressing similarly through the entire exam.
Well, and apparently this person was also told to keep an eye on them, specifically, to look for any behavior during the test.
Mm-hmm. And what would have made them think that, the professors in the school, how would they, why? What would have led them? They didn't have any...
Because they have the same mannerisms when they're taking tests, like they nod their heads during certain times, they push back on the computer, they shuffle papers around, they test results, they tend to miss the exact same questions and get the same questions correct. And
they said they were passing notes, though. There was no evidence, really. That's what they claimed.
Exactly. Yeah, well, they think that they were possibly, like, signaling. There was signaling. I mean, they won their lawsuit. And the sad thing is that this information, it's not like they were just targeted. It went around the school. And
these two are cheats.
Treated them like they were cheaters. And
lepers.
Would talk about them. And when they'd enter a room, everybody would kind of just get quiet and... They ended up dropping out and abandoning their dreams of being in the medical field together.
Well, they both got $750,000 out of it. But that doesn't fix the problem. But I find it interesting that genetics, how many people really understand the genome project or genetics in general or DNA? I think we hear a lot about it, but do we really understand how important it is to our identity, to what we can do?
Twins.
Yes, right. So anyway, apparently cheating complaints against twins are fairly common. That's very interesting. Well, maybe some folks ought to wake up to the reality that those things do. There is, remember now, these came out of, in the womb, we were talking about the twins that survived. Remember earlier on that story about...
the one who has a distress signal, heart issues.
So they're hooked.
And then she was born, and she ended up being completely healthy, and it was her sister who had the issues.
Yeah, but it's part of the same DNA. Even though no two people are alike, You look at the
identical twins,
fingerprints and all that stuff. But there are lots of things about them, including their psyche, that is connected. And that's something that a lot of medical folks say, oh, that's not scientific. Yeah, it is. It's been studied many, many times. Speaking of fingerprints, there's a PBS special on the effects of the attack on Pearl Harbor to men and women who were on those ships and what happened that day, the day that will go down in infamy, as President Roosevelt said. And last night I was watching, Tom Selleck was the moderator, not moderator, he was the narrator of the story, putting a lot of lives together, stories you hadn't ever probably heard before, because this is Pearl Harbor week, and there are a lot of people, men and women, who are in service to our country who got killed that day. But the stories, the chilling stories that they told, some of the people who were still alive that survived on the Arizona, were telling stories about seeing the Japanese pilots were so close to the ground, they could see, there's one story gave me the chills, they could see the pilots because they had the top of the plane, what do they call that, the part of the plane that just slides back and get in and out of. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they could see there were Japanese pilots who were waving at the Americans as they were dropping bombs and strafing the sideline, waving at them. They could see. And nobody really knew. You know, that day, the stories told of seeing the planes flying in and the men and there weren't many women in combat positions. So mostly men.
Yeah, they're more
on
like
these
the
ships.
Nurses and.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they saw the Japanese the rising sun insignia on the side of the plane. They're trying to figure out what's going on, and then they realized because there's been a lot of huffing and puffing from the Japanese in the months before about how we made it difficult for them to get Chinese oil, the oil that they needed to run their country. They didn't have, they were trying to, they had taken over some areas, they'd gone in and China was a mess before the revolution of 1948. China was in disarray and there was no real leadership, strong leadership, so the Japanese took advantage of that and they went over and they were stealing, they were taking over certain parts of China, and they were doing that because they needed the oil. And then the United States and the Western allies said, you can't do that. What are you doing? That's a sovereign country. And so that's where the issue started, and then it went from there. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story is because there were men whose bodies were so badly burned, they survived. They tell their story, but they don't have any fingertips, for example. They have no fingerprints. The end of their fingers were burned off because they would touch something like the Arizona and the other ships that were blown up as they tried to escape. They're touching the metal on the ship, and it's all like 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit from the fires. And the Arizona was loaded with gasoline, loaded with diesel fuel, and loaded with bombs. And that's why it blew up and it was like sank bingo. Because there was nothing left of it because it was so loaded up with ordnance.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor of Hawaii requested strongly that when the ships were in port, they don't have their guns out and they don't have ammunition on deck. So all of those ships that were lined up there, all of their ammunition was stored away. So for whatever the reason, nobody expected the attack, obviously. Although I do think that there were some people that didn't know there was going to be an attack, but, that's a different story. The fact that that stuff happened and the inferno that came from it, and imagine having burns over that much of your body and still surviving and still being around today to be able to talk about it in your, what would now, most of the people that were in, they have to be well into their 90s. The people who were, at Pearl Harbor. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think of this? A longtime executive at Adidas told staffers in a meeting last week that he promoted a black employee to a managerial position so the company would look good, so that it would, quote-unquote, contribute to diversity. Roland Oschel, who's the head of sales at Adidas, made the remark during a meeting with 200 managers. It was, this in today's Financial Times, it was completely inappropriate. One employee who was at the meeting said that his comments spurred Adidas to launch a 2-year investigation that ended up with the high-paid executive keeping his job, but being dismissed. So this is something that happened a year or two ago, and they've been probing allegations since. This was the beginning of Black Lives Matter, right? So let's promote him, not because he's the right guy for the job, but because we want diversity. And how much of that, you know, people sort of taking a shot at Adidas, but how much of that stuff does go on or has gone on in the name of appealing to or somehow or other appeasing the people like
hiring
Al Sharpton.
Minority in a specific role, even, and sometimes it's the woman. Sometimes and it's just for something that looks good on paper rather than the best person for the job. Period.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what are we doing for the people who are all alone for Christmas? There are nearly a million Americans who are alone, who are seniors that have no family to provide for them or be with them, or them be with them, if you will. So what happens to them? What do you do? What are we, should, this is part of the charity, I guess, being focused on the good things you can do at this time of year. And so I look at that, and then I look at some other stuff floating around about our approach to Christmas. Do you realize that 1 in 4 Americans is still carrying the weight they gained from last year's Christmas from last year?
As the year goes by, we lose our metabolism. It gets harder.
Right, it does. Listen, I like that ice cream and cake, but it's hard to shake it off. That's for sure. So anyway, food is it is food for thought. Thinking about the food you eat. Don't add to last year's burdens. I guess that's the message in part here at 18 after. This is Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Christmas, oh, rest ye merry Dobermen, let begging you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of begging.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's begging!
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Not a good day for Kirstie Alley fans. She was only 71. Apparently she had a fast-moving cancer, and so she's passed away. She had lots of success both in television and in film. This is an excerpt, I think, from one of her episodes of Cheers.
What's wrong with you? Why don't you want me? What's the problem?
You know, Sam, I just don't know why I don't want you.
Well, think, damn it!
I think it's just one of those things that when you first meet a guy, you put him in one of three categories. Yes, no, or maybe. And the second I saw you, I threw you right in that no category, and that's where you've stayed ever since. I mean, when Sam Malone walks into a room, I say no and go on with my life.
Every single time?
No, there was this one time when you were way down at the end of the hall, and I could just see this tiny little piece of your elbow, and I didn't know for sure if it was you. And I thought to myself, And then you came around the corner, and I thought, God, no.
Kirstie Alley, who made a name for herself not only as an actress, but as a member of the Church of Scientology. Remember how that followed her? Through her, that's where she met John Travolta, and then they were involved in some movies.
The Talking series.
Yeah, right.
Trilogy. It was so great. Yeah. And what was it? It Takes Two with the Olsen twins.
Yes, that was a good movie, by the way. That was, don't you think that was a good movie?
It
Summer
was
Camp.
Great.
Yeah,
so
that was
likeable.
A fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Gutenberg. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was her friendship with Tom Cruise because, again, they were Scientologists, and that seems to have brought people together. Her two children wrote in a statement, "Our mother's zest and passion for life, her children, grandchildren, and many animals, not to mention her eternal joy of creating." I get choked up about something because she was an important part of Americana, mm-hmm. I think, in many ways.
Good.
Yeah, well, she was a huge chain smoker. She was a chain smoker, and I think that's part of what, you know, you can't do that for as long as she did it and not have some impact, some ramifications. It just is. I remember her from Star Trek II. Remember when she was in the Wrath of Khan?
Oh, really?
Trying not to sound like a New Englander. Remember, what's her face, who has been on with me? Why do I, I'm blanking on her name, who was part of the program for a while? The actress who was a girlfriend to Shatner. Well, she was a girlfriend to Ricardo Montalban. Why am I blanking on her name? Anyway, she was in that same movie. But she has two children, but 71, man. Ah. That's,
yeah,
there's
only recently diagnosed. Her cancer was only recently discovered.
Right. Well, she had also, when she stopped smoking, she gained a lot of weight. And that was carried on. Who knows? You know, you're sitting here like a fool speculating on what went on. I know that she was a chain smoker, and that doesn't do you any good. But from there, it just, you know, who knows? But I always thought I loved her hair. I'm being very subjective here, am I not?
Oh, no, she had great hair.
She had great hair.
Great head of hair.
Yeah, she did. Yep. And she had an interesting way about her. So, anyway, Kirstie Alley. What an interesting name, the two. I wonder if that's her given name. Was that her name, Ms. Alley? Kirstie Alley. Or was that a Hollywood name? I wonder about that.
I think it was her real name, but we're going to have to
Maybe it is. Google.
Yeah.
Ask Google. All right, so we celebrate the life of Kirstie Alley here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas. So seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
And to God be the glory.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker to win Tuesday's runoff election for Senate. Warnock will lead Georgia for a full six-year term. With Tuesday's victory, the Democrats control the Senate 51-49, and Republicans control the House. Elon Musk has fired Twitter's Deputy General Counsel James Baker over his alleged suppression of internal documents about blocking the post Hunter Biden laptop evidence of wrongdoing. President Trump's family business was found guilty Tuesday of tax fraud with a New York jury, finding the Trump Organization engaged in an off-the-books compensation scheme to pay executives and car leases apartments in cash. The organizations could face a fine of roughly $1.6 million. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Miss Party Hop. Pretty hard to mistake this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. I have papers flying all over the place here. I don't know. There must be some wind blowing in. Maybe it's for me. All the hot air. Could be it. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's some good news from North Carolina. Here's a woman who had really a good day. She was in the hospital, had a baby, and she won the lottery. Woohoo! Let's get close to this woman. Mm-hmm. Brenda Gomez Hernandez is 28, having a day to remember. She welcomed a baby girl, and then she learned later that same day she was the winner of $100,000 in lottery money.
Can you imagine? Like, that's just amazing. She just bought one of the $3 Quick Pick tickets.
There you go. She's a housekeeper. Very interesting. You know, and I was looking around and taking into account how many stories we have about Latinos and how much of a part of our country they are and continue to be. Is it just me? We're just noticing it now, or is it because of all the focus on diversity or the fact that we're a melting pot, a mosaic, whatever the heck it is? It's just interesting that that I find, depending on where you are. Now, North Carolina, it used to be that most of the Hispanics lived in the Southwest or the Southeast, but now they're all over the country because they're doing jobs in part that it seems that white people don't want to do the job, right? Cleaners. I've the housekeeper that I have, I've had over the last, maybe 20 years or so, I've had four or five women that had a crew, and every single one of them were people from Brazil, Guatemala, El Salvador, or from Venezuela.
Oh,
all of them.
Interesting.
Every single one. Yep, very interesting. All right, so anyway, this is very cool. She said she had two sons, and she used their birthdays to pick the numbers. How about that?
Mm-hmm. And she asked for 50,000, but because of the double power play multiplier, it was 100,000.
How does that work? I'm looking at across the table here. I have Powerball tickets, and I have, let's see, what do I have? Powerball and Mega Millions. And the Mega Millions, you get Quick Pick, but it also says Powerball has a Quick Pick.
Mm-hmm.
But
You can do a Quick Pick.
No, I meant Megaplier. This Mega Millions has a Megaplier, which means you get twice whatever the value is. Is that right?
Well, not necessarily twice. There's like an additional number, and it could be two, it could be three, and you, if you win anything, then it's multiplied by whatever the Megaplier is.
Okay. Got to check Powerball drawing. I could be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The story of me doing, of course, should I do a hard news story first and do a couple, then I want to do silly stuff. A couple of things from the political world. I noticed that a lot of GOP senators, Republican senators, are panning Trump. Because we haven't talked about this because I thought it was more of the same usual useless knowledge or useless conversation that comes from Trump. But everybody takes him there. They wait on his every word. Okay. Well, most of what he says is nonsense. And his call to terminate the Constitution was an example of that. He doesn't necessarily think about what he says, it would seem, before he says it, or he wouldn't say it, because he walks it back, oftentimes, as does Joe Biden. They all love these guys. They have so many handlers, but in Trump's case, he needs handlers to sort of straighten him out, and he doesn't pay attention to him anyway. But I noticed that there were a lot of, even Lindsey Graham, who has been unfailingly supportive of Trump, said, hey, it's not the brightest thing that you ever said. And so, and then he sort of walked back on it, as you might think. Well, I don't really mean that. Yeah, well, listen, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then there's how many people have, whether they are for or against Trump, that becomes their identifier. It's always a Trump opposer or a Trump endorser or sympathizer or whatever. And it's like, that's the identifier in the headline. It's not even part of the story.
Well,
it's their own person anymore. It's how they are associated or not associated with Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's foolishness. And anyway, I think that the context, and this is one of those things where you take the contextualization of what he said. From what I remember reading, I didn't ever see the video or listen to the audio, but what I think he was talking about, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but in terms of terminating the Constitution as it applies to the election so that he could be back in the White House. I mean, this guy is he's fanatical. I belong in the White House. I'm the only true president. Come on. Okay, then here we are. We're giving him oxygen by talking about it. Here's press secretary, is it Karine Jean-Pierre, who works for Biden, says that his claim that he's going to shut down the coal plants nationwide was twisted by the news media. No.
Context?
Yes.
No.
She insists the president is supporting mining communities. This, of course, has been a thorn in the side of Senator Joe Manchin, who's from West Virginia, which is our biggest coal state. He said that Biden's words were divorced from reality. Well, in fact, they are, and in any number of ways of interpreting this, if you really want to bother interpreting what people say on the spur of the moment, I don't want to be held responsible for every word I say. Do you? I don't want to. I mean, I say a lot of stupid stuff. I do.
Well, Seth, think about this, though. Aren't you so happy that we grew up in our formative years before social media really took off?
Yeah.
Because some of the things we would have said when we were just pretty much ignorant young kids
ridiculous.
Would still be out there today.
Yeah, right. Well, some of them are, in my case, because it's on, somebody captured the audio of it here and there. Speaking of the audio, all right, so you've heard the new Pajamagram commercial, right? You heard that. And so we talk a little bit about, I don't know, James, what happened. I'm hearing a slapback now. When we record these things, sometimes with me, it's a one take. I look at it, read it, bingo, it's done. And then there are other times when I'm not pronouncing the words right, or maybe that I'm stuck, or I have to cough or something. So James Collins, who's in our studio in Dallas, has taken some of the outtakes from the recently recorded Pajamagram. He thinks this is going to be funny. So I haven't heard these. Jay hasn't heard them. Let's see if we are amused by me trying to do this commercial.
Doug Steffen here with an idea for Christmas.
How about let me try this again. Doug Steffen here with a Christmas idea for the best thing. Doug Steffen here with a Christmas idea for the best thing in your life. Her naturally nude pajamas. How about that for an idea? They are sensuous and smooth. We'll pick it up one more time. I'm going to start from the beginning. And here we go. Here's the solution to that problem. Wearing nothing at all, well, close to nothing at all, with a soft, silky, naturally nude pajama. Pajamas. Pajama-chama. This Christmas, order today in Pajamagram will include a free, naturally nude... start over again. Order it today in Pajamagram. Boy, that's hard to say together. Listen to that. Go to Pajama... Pajama. The outtakes will be better than the stuff we put together. Okay. So now, James, play what you managed to put together out of all of that. Here's the real Pajamagram commercial.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so let's get his 45 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So my mail is full of things today that are related to the Supreme Court. One of them has to do with the American Academy of Pediatric Medicine favoring sex change operations for children, but says they're not old enough to get a tattoo. Huh? The Supreme Court got involved in this, right? The sex change stuff. So, I should save this for Jack probably, but the American Academy of Pediatric Medicine has come out in favor of sex change operations for children. Children defined as under 12, right? But in another PR statement, they've said they are not children under 12, not old enough to get a tattoo. Huh? You're not old enough to get a tattoo, but you're old enough to have a sex change operation?
Reassigning surgery? No.
Huh? Hmm. What in the name of God are these people talking about? Unga bunga. All right, so the Supreme Court signaling sympathy toward a Christian web designer whose business refuses to provide services for same-sex marriages. You know what? I'm with them on this. If you have a private business and you don't want to do business with somebody, you shouldn't have to. If I don't want to take a commercial from somebody because I don't like whatever it is they're selling, I have a right to do that because this is my business. They can't force me into it. And I think I'm sort of surprised this thing, there were a couple of hours of spirited arguments as this case was presented. Listen, I'm not against gay marriage. I don't really care. Do what you want as long as you're happy. But to expect that somebody is going to be forced to do business with you because you say they have to? No, they don't.
But also, if people want to hate on other people for something,
let them.
A personal choice, let them.
Yeah.
Let people be identified for the scumbags they are.
Yeah, right, exactly. I am really surprised this thing has gotten as far as it has, frankly. I would have thought a lower court would have taken this. The fact that this will be used by liberals, those damn conservatives, look what they're doing on the Supreme Court. They've ruined it. I don't know. In this case, they haven't. You take each individual case. There have been rulings already since these people that were appointed by Trump were in that surprised a lot of people, frankly. So I think it's in, and John Roberts is a pretty good example. Excuse me, when he was appointed, everybody said, oh my God, he's going to be in charge of the Supreme Court. He'll ruin it. He hasn't at all. I don't see that he's done anything other than kind of keep the wheels on the truck going down the highway on the rails. But I don't, you know, I'm overcooking this maybe. If you don't want to do business with somebody, you shouldn't have to do it. And so if the Supreme Court says that this web designer is right, then good. That's as far as I'm concerned. Go find somebody who is gay that wants to do a website. Does that sound too simplistic? No. There's a lot of gay web designers around. Or even straight gay. No.
Who doesn't mind who you are as a person, your race, your religion, your ethnicity,
yeah,
who you love, your sexuality.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, it'll be interesting to see. We'll follow. It's just another one of the interesting things in the world that we talk about here on Good Day. It's 10 before the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health on the Good Day program. Dr. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City. He does a radio program there. He's got a great website. He and his wife have a clinic. They not only practice a good health using chiropractic, but also as GAPS practitioners, they're all about your gut. Yours and mine, everybody's gut. Because without a good, healthy gut, you're going to have a problem. No question about that. I was reading something that I needed to get your input on because, well, there are actually a couple of things. I was looking at the stats on COVID and who's getting it and the shots and stuff, and I don't want to necessarily give you an easy one.
Yeah.
throw you a softball. But there are a lot of things that are coming out now suggesting that people who are sick did have the shots. And I guess one of the ways of interpreting that is that they've worn out. If they were effective, they aren't anymore. And I think you'll probably say they weren't in the first place, right?
Well, even Pfizer admits it doesn't stop transmission.
No.
I mean, they've come out and admitted, no, well, okay, we were wrong. It doesn't stop transmission.
No. Okay. Next.
Yeah,
next.
When the source comes out and says, hey, well, you know what? We thought it would, but it didn't.
Well, but you see, that's nobody's paying attention to that. They're paying attention to the advertising that's on television and the radio to promote their product because it's more frequent and you're being hit with all of this stuff. All right, I received an invite from the place where I give blood, and it was the invite had with it a sort of a treatise on how to give untainted blood. The blood banks are in trouble, and one of the things that is a problem are the people who had been vaccinated and wondering whether or not is that considered tainted blood if you were vaccinated?
Well, certainly, because of all of the extra stuff that's starting to show up in the blood of people who have been vaccinated. And this this died suddenly rash of people that's taking place all across the planet, from, you know, teenagers all the way up to all the way to the 40s, suddenly dying here and there. And the rapid advances of certain kinds of cancers, and you kind of wonder about Kirstie Alley, if that might have something to do with her. But yes, it's getting pretty nasty right now, and I take care of a Red Cross official in the Salt Lake area who said, yeah, they are starting to separate vaccinated from unvaccinated blood because there are people going in for surgery that demand unvaccinated blood.
Well, that's it. You see, I think whether there's anything really wrong with it or not, there are people who are convinced there's something seriously wrong with it, and they don't want to become... I mean, there are all kinds of rumors floating around. If you take the shots, you'll get sterile. If you get the blood from somebody who's had the shots, you'll be sterile. And so these ferocious back and forths, the research that shows from the CDC... that 25% of the vaccinated people have suffered some sort of side effect. Yes. 8% required hospitalization. I don't know how you call that safe and effective, frankly.
Exactly. And when you look at theirs, you know, theirs, the reporting system for the CDC, my goodness, there are millions of side effects now that are very, very serious. And something like 50,000 deaths now have been reported to the CDC.
Well, but people, the regular doctors, like if I ask the same question to Ken Kronhaus, he'll say, well, it's been, and I, you know, I'm not, this is just what I know he'll say, is that it's been misreported, and you don't really know if the who are the people doing the reporting, and that sort of thing. The problem is it's too bad that, first of all, and I say this, without hesitation, the Chinese are getting exactly what they deserve. After the irresponsibility or the deliberate releasing of this virus that has created chaos in the world for the last 2.5, almost 3 years, they now are suffering. They're having huge problems in their country. And they're trying to get people vaccinated. They're trying to have people isolated and all this stuff. But it just goes to show that there are problems with the lack of candor. And that's the problem here. We don't really, everything's so damn political, you don't really know who to believe. I believe you, and then I believe Ken. But what am I to believe because the two of you don't agree? And so Jack will say, you believe me.
Well, the research, depending on what research you want to believe, the research supports both of us.
There you go. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health program at 59 after the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.